This is Artcore, your gateway to the fine arts in Christchurch.
This is Ed, and I'm down here at the Christchurch Art Gallery with Darren George, and we're in the middle of his exhibition in the Sutton Gallery. And so you've covered pretty much every available space in this room, haven't you?
That's right, yeah. I think when I was first offered this space here, we started to talk about maybe making a great big wall work. And the idea was using the meeting house, or the Marie meeting house, as a starting point for that. So I started to look at Wharanui's and just how they are completely covered from wall to ceiling, just in different patterns, different types of art, types of carvings, and they all kind of knit together to make a story. So I use that as a starting point. So yeah, obviously I want to try and work and make the whole space here completely covered in like a Marie meeting house.
How did you construct all the images? Because you know they're floor to ceiling, and you can't. You know, I mean, did you get out there and paint it all on the walls yourself?
Well, that's a good question, Ed. I did a lot of drawings, so I almost think about myself as the designer in this project. So I spent a lot of time doing drawings and books, and then going into working on a computer, and then we've called in a fantastic team of sign writers from Miller Studios. And there's been around about six guys that have been flat out on this project here, and they've been nearly four weeks now, just constantly in here every day, working this thing out.
So, when you get down here, you'll see that they literally go from floor to ceiling, and that's got to be, what is the actual dimension of?
I think it's probably about, it's over 50 metres in terms of walking around the space, so it's over 50 metres and it's about 5.5 metres high, so we're looking at sort of, I don't know, 280, 290 square metres of space.
And so it's largely red and black with a little bit of a kind of yellow coming through. Is that's just because that's the colours that they generally use in meeting houses? Or?
Yeah, I tried to make something that was authentic or trying to move towards something that's historically recognised as a meeting house. So, yeah, using those colours that you find in the Ko-Fi-Fi designs on rafter patterns and stuff, which are red, black and white, I tried to stick with that, and then there's also a skin colour in here as well, which was taken from the tokutoku panels, or the flax woven panels. So I tried to take elements of that in as well to inform the colour choice.
And is it all painted directly onto the walls?
Yeah, directly onto the walls. So I think this show's up for 3.5 months, and then after that someone's just going to come through with a big white roller and completely wipe it out.
And that's that?
That's the end of it.
And you'll only have the little image that you've printed out off your computer.
That's right. Yeah, there'll be lots of photos and stuff taken during the time it's on, and I'd hope that somewhere along the line we can get it into books and publications later on. So I think it'll have a much longer life. But yeah, as it is, it'll be 3 months on display here, and that's it.
And so this one here is more of a feature wall than is it designed as the focal point, or?
I suppose so. Yeah. As you walk into a meeting house, you start usually on the left-hand side, and you walk down the panels, and then you come to the end point, which is where a lot of the discussions and stuff would occur, down at the far end of the wall. So that's, I suppose, in a way, like a focal point for this work here. And when you walk into the meeting house, usually it's the first thing you see is the far wall. So we wanted to just make sure that this wall was really powerful and had that kind of impact as soon as you walked into this space here. Well, I think just in terms of the ideas that are encapsulated in this work, it's almost like a combination of two kind of histories, like Maori history and Christian history. And if we look at a meeting house contains ideas to do with history, the history of the marae, the history of the people. It also points ahead to stories that are perhaps yet untold. And so there's a whole lot of kind of knowledge that's been passed down, and it's usually an oral history that's been told through the carvings or through the patterns. And it's also a space that talks about life and it talks about death. And if you think about a meeting house, there's a lot of ancestors that are put up around the walls. And again, those are ancestors that have lived, that have died, and now that have gone on. And I've also taken that as a cue for the ideas that are encapsulated in this work here. So as you come into the space, you'll see great big panels, and they have a bit of a look of a meeting house, because they're great big kind of vertical panels that run through the space. Now these don't have patterns of of stories or ancestors and things like that, but they contain forms that look like books, the end of book bindings. And that's not the Maori tradition, but that's perhaps the European tradition or a Christian tradition where the stories have been told through Bible stories or through biblical texts. So that's that kind of relates to, you know, the Christian way of thinking and also the Maori kind of thinking as well. And then we come to this end wall here, which has got the word waru repeated endlessly. Now, waru is the number 8, and 8 within biblical texts points to resurrection or life after death or a new era. So again, that's kind of taking ideas of the Meeting House, which is about life after death, not only death but also life after death, and I've kind of in a Christian kind of way put that onto that wall there. Then as you walk out, the back wall there is black, and it's got these kind of great big vertical elements which have got reference to Colin McCann, and he just talked about or light forms heading up to heaven. So again, it's kind of taking bits and pieces of Christian thought and Western art history, and again just putting it in the great big melting pot and coming up with what we've come up here.
And where does pulse come from? Because it's a word that has a number of meanings in a number of contexts. Is that do you like the fact that it's kind of an open word and it can mean a number of things?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think like pulse suggests something that's alive, something that's moving, something that's vibrant. And again, that's something that I've kind of had in the back of my mind. The things that are contained in here are moving forward, they're alive. And the Maori way of thought, the Christian way of thought, it's alive. Yeah.
How do you fit this in with day jobs and teaching and around that sort of thing?
Yeah. For me, I'm quite lucky. I'm moving out of teaching, and I only teach perhaps 2 hours a day now at Christ College. So the rest of the time I actually can spend working out projects, and I guess as time's gone on, I've realised that more and more I actually need more people to help me out to achieve some of these projects. So particularly with a project like this, I mean, I've got to pay homage and honour to the wonderful team down at Miller Studios, who have actually been down here actually putting in hours that I physically couldn't do, spending down here. So for me, it's part of, you know, I'm dropping out my responsibilities at school, but also at the same time I'm actually, you know, utilising other people's skill, and that's actually making these projects work together well.
Hey, well, thanks for talking to us, Darren, and there should be lots of exciting things happening down here in the space through the course of the exhibition.
Hey, cheers, Ed. Nice talking to you.
Tune into ArtCore every Tuesday and Saturday morning on RDU 98.5 FM to find out what's happening in the Christchurch art scene.